Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I'm so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been thinking about something that so many parents are experiencing right now. Maybe this sounds familiar. Your child is working on a puzzle, and you gently suggest trying a different piece. Suddenly, they're melting down, pushing the puzzle away, maybe even saying things like, "I hate this," or "you're mean." Or perhaps you're helping them get dressed, and when you mention their shirt is on backwards, they dissolve into tears and refuse to change it. If this is happening in your home, I want you to take a deep breath and know something really important. You are not alone, and your child is not being difficult. Something beautiful and complex is happening in their developing brain, and today, we're going to understand it together. Let me share what the magic book has taught me about this. When your 4 or 5 year old has a big reaction to feedback or correction, they're not being defiant or stubborn. What's actually happening is that their sense of self is blooming like a flower opening to the sun. At this age, children are becoming deeply aware of themselves as capable people. They're discovering, "I can do things, I have ideas, I matter," and that's wonderful. But here's the tender part. Their brains are still learning to separate who they are from what they do. So when we suggest they try something differently, their developing mind sometimes hears, "You're not good enough," even though that's not what we're saying at all. Research shows us something fascinating. Children between ages 4 and 6 are in a critical window for developing emotion regulation skills. Their brains are literally building the neural pathways they'll use for their entire lives to manage big feelings. The National Academy's research tells us that how we respond to children's emotional reactions during this time shapes their long-term resilience and self-regulation abilities. Isn't that powerful? Every moment we stay calm and connected, we're helping build those pathways. Now, some children are what experts call highly sensitive. Claire Lerner, a wonderful child development specialist, explains that these children are wired to register their feelings and experiences more deeply than other children. It's not something they choose, it's how their nervous system works. For these sensitive souls, feedback can feel overwhelming because their brains process it more intensely. They're not being dramatic, they're experiencing the world through a more sensitive lens. And that sensitivity, my friend, is actually a gift. These children often grow up to be deeply empathetic, creative, and aware. So what can we do to help? First, remember that your child's reaction is communication. They're telling you, "This feels too big for me right now. I need help." When we see it that way, we can respond with compassion instead of frustration. Here are some gentle approaches the magic book and I have discovered. Before offering feedback, connect first. Get down to their level, use their name, wait for them to look at you. This helps their nervous system feel safe. Then, instead of pointing out what's wrong, try wondering aloud. You might say, "I'm wondering if this puzzle piece might fit over here," or, "I notice your shirt tag is in the front. Would you like to check?" This gives them space to discover without feeling criticized. When they do have a big reaction, stay calm and close. Your calm nervous system helps regulate theirs. You might say, "I can see this feels really big right now. I'm right here with you." You don't need to fix their feelings or talk them out of it. Just be their safe harbor while the storm passes. After they've calmed down, and this is important, wait until they're truly calm, you can gently reflect. "That felt really hard when I suggested a different puzzle piece." Sometimes our brains trick us into thinking a suggestion means we're not doing well. But you know what? You're learning and growing, and that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Mistakes and trying new ways are how we get better at things. Here's something else the magic book taught me. We can help children build what's called a growth mindset. This means understanding that abilities grow with practice, and mistakes are part of learning. When we say things like, "Your brain is growing stronger every time you try," or, "I love watching you figure things out," we're helping them see challenges as opportunities instead of threats. And this is where stories become such gentle helpers. We have a beautiful story in the Book of Inara called The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes. In this story, Kenji and Miva are making music in a peaceful cathedral, and they keep making mistakes. But here's the magic. Every time they make a mistake, it creates the most beautiful harmonies. They discover that their errors aren't failures at all, they're steps toward creating something wonderful. When children hear this story, something shifts. They start to see that mistakes aren't scary, they're part of the journey. And when your child has a hard time with feedback, you can gently remind them, remember how Kenji and Miva's mistakes made beautiful music. Your learning is making something beautiful too. I also want to remind you of something crucial. Your child's sensitivity, their deep caring about doing things right, these are signs of a beautiful heart. They're not problems to fix. When we honor their feelings while gently helping them build resilience, we're raising children who will grow into compassionate, thoughtful adults who care deeply about their work and relationships. Some practical things you can try tonight. First, notice when you're about to offer correction and ask yourself, is this truly necessary right now or can it wait? Sometimes we correct out of habit when it doesn't really matter. Second, practice the phrase "I notice" instead of "you should." I notice your shoes are on the wrong feet. Do you want to switch them? This feels so much gentler to a sensitive child. Third, celebrate effort over outcome. Instead of "good job on that puzzle," try "I love how you kept trying different pieces until you found the right one." This builds resilience. And please be gentle with yourself too. Parenting a sensitive child is tender work. There will be days when you lose your patience, when you say the wrong thing, when you feel exhausted by the big reactions. That's okay. You're learning too. The magic book reminds me that perfection isn't the goal. Connection is. And every time you repair after a hard moment, every time you come back with love, you're teaching your child something profound. You're showing them that relationships can weather storms, that mistakes can be fixed, that love is constant even when emotions are big. So tonight, when your child melts down over a gentle suggestion, take a breath. Remember that their brain is growing, their sense of self is blooming, and their big reaction is actually a sign of how much they care. Stay close, stay calm, and know that you're doing something beautiful. You're raising a child who feels deeply, who cares about doing well, and who is learning, day by day, that they can handle hard things with your love and support. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, my wonderful friend. You're doing such important work, and you're doing it beautifully. Until our next time together, with love and starlight, Inara.